This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. This is Chairman Nelson in the hearing room. Present on the telephone are Commissioners Feagin and Hansen. Today is January 4th, 2022. We're in room 413 of the State Capitol Building in Pierre. It is approximately 9 a.m. This is the time and place set for the show cause hearings and the failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax in the following dockets: TC21-119 Databytes Inc., TC21-120 TC Telephone LLC doing business as Horizon Cellular, and TC21-121 Wingtel Inc. Let's begin by taking appearances of counsel for staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Amanda Reese for PUC staff.
Any other counsel wish to appear? Seeing none, Ms. Reese, you may proceed.
Thank you. Staff calls Cindy Chemnitz.
Cindy, we are going to swear you in. If you would raise your right hand, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
You may proceed.
Good morning. Would you please state your name for the record?
Cindy Chemnitz.
And where are you employed?
The Public Utilities Commission.
What is your position with the Public Utilities Commission?
My title is Finance Manager.
And as Finance Manager, what do your duties entail as it relates to the proceedings today?
I assess and collect the gross receipts tax for the Commission.
What calendar year is at issue in these proceedings?
2020.
Through your position as Finance Manager, have you become familiar with the companies named in these proceedings?
Yes.
And are you aware of whether any of these companies are in good standing with the South Dakota Secretary of State?
Databytes, Inc. and Wingtel, Inc. are both in good standing with the Secretary of State's office. TC Telephone, LLC, DBA, Horizon Cellular, their COA with the Secretary of State has been revoked.
Okay. Did the Commission establish a rate for the FY 2020 gross receipts tax authorized in SDCL 49-1A-3?
Yes.
On what date approximately was that rate set?
It was voted on April 29th, 2021, and the order was signed May 4th, 2021.
On what date was the FY 2020 gross receipts tax due?
July 15th, 2021.
Were the companies at issue in this proceeding notified of that rate?
Yes.
Were the companies at issue in this proceeding notified of their total tax amount due?
Yes.
Were the companies at issue in this proceeding notified of the date the FY 2020 gross receipts tax was due?
Yes.
When were these companies notified of these items?
Databytes, Inc. was notified on April 29th, 2021, and then past due notices were sent on August 18th, 2021, and September 16th, 2021. TC Telephone and Wingtel, Inc. were notified on April 30th, 2021, August 18th, 2021, and September 16th, 2021.
Okay. Did any of the companies at issue in this proceeding or these proceedings pay the gross receipts tax due for FY 2020?
No.
Calendar year 2020. Is there a penalty associated with a gross receipts tax delinquency?
Yes, it's 10% per month.
In addition to the gross receipts tax due, are these companies required to file anything else with the Commission?
As far as the gross receipts tax is concerned, they are to file a revenue form that's due by April 1st, and then there is an annual report that the Commission requests as well.
Did any of these companies file the revenue report or the annual report with the Commission when they were due?
Databytes, Inc. filed an annual report for 2020, and none of them filed a revenue or none of them filed the revenue form.
Okay. Have you had or made an attempt to have communications with any of these companies regarding failure to pay gross receipts tax?
Yes.
And what were those communications?
We had emailed them with the email on record for the invoices and the past due invoices.
Okay. What, if any, was the result of those communication attempts?
None of them have paid.
Okay. What date was the order for and show cause notice signed by the commission for these companies?
November 24th, 2021.
And to your knowledge, was this sent to the companies involved in these proceedings?
Yes.
Did you receive any response from any of these companies after the order was sent?
No.
Do you have before you an exhibit marked Exhibit 1?
Yes.
Do you recognize this document?
Yes.
Did you prepare this document?
Yes.
Can you briefly explain what this document contains?
This document contains the information that we've basically talked about here, along with how much is due as of today for each company to get to be within good standings with the Public Utilities Commission.
Okay. At this time, staff moves for the admission of Exhibit 1.
Any objections? Hearing none, it is admitted.
And final question, what is your recommendation regarding the companies named in these proceedings?
Staff recommends that Databytes, Inc., TC Telephone, LLC, DBA, Horizon Cellular, and Wingtel, Inc. not be able to do business in the state until all fees and penalties are paid.
Okay. Staff has no further questions and would rest.
And I see that there is no opposing counsel to offer vigorous cross-examination. So therefore, we will open it up for commissioner questions. And I have just one, Ms. Chemnitz. Do we have any idea if any of these companies are actually doing business today in South Dakota?
As far as in South Dakota, no.
Think we don't know, or we know that they're not?
That's a good question. I've been told that Databytes, Inc. is not doing business in the state of South Dakota. There has been no communication with the other two at all, so I guess I don't know for sure.
Thank you. Any further questions from Ms. Chemnitz, from fellow commissioners?
I have one.
Ms. Kramer.
And I think this would probably go to Ms. Reese, but I just want to confirm for the record that staff is consolidating its testimony for these dockets for the purposes of the hearing, but there will be a separate order issued for each company. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? Hearing none, Ms. Chemnitz, you may step down. Thank you for being here today. No one else has appeared in the interim time, and with that, are there any motions relating to what we have heard today? I will move that the commission assess a penalty for failure to pay the gross receipts tax pursuant to SDCL 49-1A-3-5-6-3. In TC 21-119, TC 21-120, and TC 21-121. If the companies do not pay the gross receipts tax and all associated fees and penalties within 30 days of the date of the order, the staff shall turn the matter over to the South Dakota Obligation Recovery Center, and that these companies be prohibited from doing business in the state until all is paid in full. Discussion on the motion. I think it's pretty clear cut. We've got three companies that apparently have abandoned their responsibilities, and hence this action is necessary. Additional discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carried. Is there anything further? Hearing none. The hearing is adjourned.